Okay, here is read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The plan to close the Lincoln Hills teen prison may be falling apart because the state Senate and Assembly cannot agree on the same plan. Governor Walker's plan to increase school safety may be collapsing because Republican lawmakers cannot agree on a few minor details. The state Senate killed a bill that would have helped Wisconsin National Guard soldiers who are also college students. And you can learn how to create a lead-safe home tomorrow evening at a free workshop. The workshop will be held at the Wisconsin Black Historical Society, 2620 West Center Street from 6 to 8 p.m., and everyone is welcome. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Election Day is 2 weeks from today. On the ballot is a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court and a referendum question that would eliminate the state treasurer. Make sure you are registered to vote and make sure you know where your polling place is. To find out if you're registered and where your polling place is, go to myvote.wi.gov. And this Saturday is the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C. and other cities across the United States. In Milwaukee, the march will start at the county courthouse at 901 North 9th Street at 10 a.m., then proceed to City Hall, where several speakers will address the students, teachers, and supporters. The event is scheduled to last until 3 p.m., and everyone is welcome. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The plan to close the Lincoln Hills teen prison may be falling apart because the state Senate and Assembly cannot agree on the same plan. Governor Walker's plan to increase school safety may be collapsing because Republican lawmakers cannot agree on a few minor details. The state Senate killed a bill that would have helped Wisconsin National Guard soldiers who are also college students. The Germantown Village Board has accepted the resignation of the village's fire chief due to an undisclosed personnel matter. And the Bucks lost to the Cavaliers last night, 124-117. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Election Day is 2 weeks from today. On the ballot is a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court and a referendum question that would eliminate the state treasurer. Make sure you are registered to vote and make sure you know where your polling place is. To find out if you're registered and where your polling place is, go to myvote.wi.gov. The Germantown Village Board has accepted the resignation of the village's fire chief due to an undisclosed personnel matter. And this Saturday is the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C. and other cities across the United States. In Milwaukee, the march will start at the county courthouse at 10 a.m., then proceed to City Hall. And here is the weather forecast. For today, partly sunny and breezy. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-20s. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs again in the mid-30s. And then for Thursday, sunshine with highs in the mid-40s. I'm going to do the weather forecast over. Take two. For today, here's how it's going to start. Outside today, partly sunny and breezy. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-20s. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-30s. For Thursday, sunshine with highs in the mid-40s. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels.